Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Amy, are you there? Welcome to Conscious Sisters and Blog Talk Radio. Sunday night, 7 p.m. And today, our subject is about anger. We're going to look at it from a different point of view. And the first space where we're going to look at this while we wait for Amy to come on, hello? Oh, I thought that was you. Is about what if it wasn't wrong to be angry? You know, we've been taught all of our lives that anger is something that you're not supposed to feel, something that, you know, you're not supposed to do, and if you're supposed to control it. Okay? So what if there was no judgment about when you were angry? You know, if you would just say, oh, well, this is interesting. I am angry today for these 10 seconds. And I wonder what would happen if you would not judge yourself, how much faster it would subside. It's interesting because I've done it not only with anger, but I've done it like when I feel cranky. So, you know, I'll be driving down the highway because sometimes it's easier to look at it with something that we don't have as much judgment on. I'll be driving down the highway and I will feel very cranky. And I'll start saying, how much crankier can I get? How great it is that I'm feeling cranky. And then all of a sudden I'll start laughing, you know, and the energy will break. The thing is that it's all energy. Now, I used to be at times, well, a few years back, I used to get angry a lot. Especially, you know, for the majority of my life, I've worked as a nurse. And there was a lot of stress as a nurse, you know, because of the job itself. And so I used to get angry a lot. I left a lot of jobs because I used to get so angry and I didn't want to feel angry. Now, what happened is when I started doing and studying Access Consciousness, I found out that anger could be different things. And one of them was when someone was lying to you. So what happened was that I realized that what I was like this, you know, like a beacon. I could tell that when people were lying to me. Give me just a second. Amy cannot get on. So I'm going to tell her to call in. Thank you for your patience. And so what do I do with that? You know, I can tell when people are lying. And then if I go into judgment, because I hate it when people lied, I didn't see the purpose for it or anything else, then the anger would be worse. So then it would last longer because first I brought it off as anger. When I was able to let go of my judgment about people lying and say, you know, and instead looked at it as what a great thing this is. I can tell when someone is lying to me. And I can request something better and, you know, from the universe. And not only that, but then I have interesting information, right? So I started to, and we've talked about this many times, about the clearing statement from Access Consciousness, which you can actually find in www.accessconsciousness.com. And what it is, it's kind of a magic wand. So the lies,
hey.
When people, hi Amy, how are you? I'm talking
good.
About lying. The lie, when people lied to me, I used to
get
really angry.
Angry.
Yeah, because I used to have a lot of judgment on lying, right? So the first thing that I did was I started to destroy and uncreate, using the clearing statement, all the judgments that I had on lies. And as that dissipated, I was able to play with the energy, and the difference in the change was, you know, enormous. And then I realized that I had left multiple jobs because I didn't want to be angry all the time, and people were really good at lying. So here I was, I thought, oh my God, I need some psychological help, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't seem to really control this anger. And,
I know.
Yeah, and it turned out to be that there were a lot of people, you know, they were lying, and I was able to, you know, to pick up on it. And the response was anger. So, you know, once I got, I was able to clear all those judgments that I had on the lie, then I could start seeing what the anger was about. And not only that, just when it came up because of that, because I was saying that anger could be a few things, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the show, Amy.
Yeah.
You know, just from clearing all the judgment that I had on the line, the anger really dissipated so much that it was unbelievable. You know, because, you know, when you get an access, they also talk about distractor implants. And one of them is, an implant is just an implanted energy that you have with you. And this is pretty global. This one is pretty global, you know, as if we can't tell with all the things that are going on worldwide, right? But this one is pretty global. So all that you can
do. So basically
do
what you're saying is, like, if, you know, like if you're someone who experiences a lot of anger, instead of like judging it, and judging the anger and wondering why you're angry and why you, you know, why you, what's wrong with you, you can ask, what are you aware of?
Exactly.
Because
what is it?
So anger is always, well, it can be two things. Anger can be a lie. So you're after someone is telling you a lie. Yeah, it could be a couple of things. A lie.
Uh-huh.
What's the other one?
The other one, it could be like, for example, you know, if something comes, it could be your potency showing up. Like potency, which some people call power. Potency just
power,
has a little bit of a different energy to it, you know. So all of a sudden, we're not used to being in our potency because, believe it or not, all of those people, you know, all of us and all those people listening are a lot more potent than we believe ourselves to be, you know. So sometimes it shows up, and what it is an intensity, right? Instead of anger, it's intensity. But we've never been taught this all of our lives, you know. So we
have no idea what to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
we've been taught that it's something
that you shouldn't be angry.
Then you shouldn't be angry. So all of a sudden, you have this intensity that appears like anger, but it's really not. It's almost
really
like
your potency.
Yeah,
it's your power.
For example, you know, if I tell you, Amy, I'm coming over at 2, right? And you're busy, but you're gonna let me visit, you know, every Thursday at 2. Right? For a little while, if I'm late, you may get angry. But then all of a sudden, within you, you say, I don't want this anymore. This is like totally disallowing of my time. And all of a sudden your potency comes up and it seems a lot more intense than it actually is, because it's not really, you know, it's not really anger. It's all of a sudden something was created in your life where you have the ability to be the potency and ask for what you desire with real presence. So it's not anger at all. The difference
you're getting to a space where, okay, you have a choice. So it's like when anger comes up, and we'll just call it anger for now, you know, it feels like anger, it seems like anger, it smells like anger, it tastes like anger, right? I'm really angry right now. Or you can make a choice and look at it and be like, okay, what is this and what's required here? Like, it gives you there's a choice to make where you can make a different choice here to change something that's not working for you. Because it kind of, the anger being a lie and the potency kind of links up. So even if, you know, you're aware there's a lie here, okay, the lie may be, it doesn't work for you to call to my house every Thursday anymore.
Right.
And it's like that other person is wrong or you're wrong. It's just like, that's the space where you make a different choice. Like, hey, this doesn't work for me. And you make a different choice. And that's the potency that allows you to change everything. So underneath anger is the potency that allows you to change a thing that's not working for you.
And it comes back to everything that we always talk about at our shows, Amy, asking a question. What is it? You know, and sometimes, you know, because, you know, we spend 10, 20, 30, 40 years stuffing the anger down, right?
Well, yeah, I kind of wanted to touch on that, you know, at the start was like, you know, to kind of to go back a bit, like we give the tools at the start and then we go back. So like, you know, if you go, you know, you grow up in homes and you grow up in families and schools and friendships and all that. And, you know, and for the most part, lots of people are lying, you know, like Gary talks about it all the time. Like people lie, like you lie, you don't lie to other people, but you lie to yourself all the time. So you're always lying to your other self, to yourself, right? So if you grew up in a home and say your parents, maybe they're lying to themselves about their marriage. Maybe they're pretending they're happy and they're not. Or maybe they're, you know, pretending they get on great when secretly they have all this hidden tension. And you're aware of that, right? As a child, you're aware of that. You're a teenager, you're aware of that. So you have maybe aware of the energy of that anger maybe in the home, and maybe in the world, and maybe in your body, because you're aware of all those lies. So if you don't start acknowledging what you're aware of, you will make it yours, you will make yourself wrong, and you'll think that you're the problem. So you can start with, like you said, going back to the question, is like when that anger comes up, because you know what, you know the lie. If you say to a friend, how are you? And they say, oh, I'm great, but really, you know, really they're not and they're lying, you're going to be aware of it.
Great
question to ask is when that anger comes up, like, is this mine? Is this someone else's? And what am I aware of?
And now you have another question. Is it a lie? Right?
Is it a lie?
So here's one great thing that anger does for you. Because it tells you kind of when people are lying. So it's kind of like a little lie barometer, right? So let's chip away a little bit at the judgment.
So it's like, what is the lie here attached? You know? And
this
is a good one to ask, is what is the lie here attached, seen or unseen? You know? Someone could say to you, oh, you look lovely, and it makes you angry. And you're like, why the fuck am I, why am I angry over that? Well, what's the lie here, seen or unseen?
Right.
Oh, well, the truth is, I do look lovely. The lie is, they didn't really mean it. You know? Or something like that. You know?
Yeah, and then you're stuck in, like, this limbo land where you can just say, pot and pop all that, you know? And how interesting. Well, what else is possible? You know? Because that's just the way it is. You know, some people lie, and there's nothing that you can really do about it. And when you let go of the judgment...
You don't ask these... Yeah, you don't ask these questions so that you can tell the other person, oh, I know you're lying.
No, that's where I was getting to. Yeah. That doesn't do anything. That doesn't create anything that's expansive. That just creates more of a problem.
Drama.
Yeah.
You ask these questions all for you so that you acknowledge your awareness.
Exactly. And the other thing that it could be is actually, you know, what they talk about and they call an access of the structure implant, which is you just clear it. You know, and it's so funny, Amy, because we were talking last week when we were thinking about doing this show. And, and the fact that you tell people you just clear it, it doesn't seem possible that it could be that easy. Right? Mm-hmm. But you just, you know, you say that everything that all the distractor implants behind this.
Creating the anger,
right, wrong, good, bad, pock, all nine shorts, quiz, and beyond. And it, not only does it get lighter, but then you're not in this state and you can get more clarity as to what's really going on here. Because sometimes, you know, if, like you said, you know, you grow up in families, sometimes there's a lot of anger during your childhood and you weren't allowed to express it, you know, so you have a lot of stuff stuffed in there. So, you know, when it goes off, it may be a lot, there might be a lot more than whatever the situation that brought it up really was. So if you start to just destroy and uncreate the implant, the distractor, then things start to lighten up and things start to get easier. And all of a sudden, you're not reacting, you know. That all of a sudden you realize you destroy and uncreate it. You don't have all this confusion and behind it as to what's going on here and what and judgment towards you, because it continues to get lighter. And then you can ask some really questions to change whatever it is that's coming up for you, that's bringing up the anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you literally, like, when the anger comes up, you just say, like, okay, all the distractor implants creating this anger, I now choose to destroy and create it all.
Right, exactly. And you know,
and you can keep doing it until it dissipates.
Yeah.
It might not dissipate right away.
No, you might have to do it a few times. But the thing is, is this, if it's intense, if I feel something like that intense, I usually do go ahead and clear it. And then I'm in a space where I can ask more questions and have more clarity about it. Well, was it a distractor implant or was it a lie or is it my potency coming up? What am I aware of that I'm not being all the potency that I can be that I'm ready to acknowledge right now and step into, right? So, it's something that can come up with you. And if you have no judgment, you can actually utilize it to step up to being more of you.
Well, yeah. Like, so when I was growing up, like, particularly in my early teens, my early 20s, right up until I found Access, really, I had a lot of anger. You know, there was a few years where I was on medication, so it dumbed me down. You know, and me out a bit. And, you know, when I came off medication, a lot of my energy came back again, like my potency. And medication will do that. It will dumb down your potencies. And so what you know, how I dealt with it before I had the chance of Access was that I would move. I would, like, do a lot of movement. So, you know, like, you know, when I was younger, I probably just dealt with it other ways, like, you know, go out drinking, binge drinking, whatever you did, you know, when you're already
You would numb it.
Yeah, to numb it. And then, you know, got to the point where I couldn't use that anymore. So then I was like, okay, what else? So then I started to do a lot of exercise. Yeah, when I would wake up in the morning, I may have that, like, shaky feeling in my body, and it would be like, you know, like, shaky, and I'd, you know, be really irritable, and I'd want to scream at someone, so I'd just, like, literally, like, get out the door before I could meet anyone. Put on my headphones and go. I used to run a lot. I used to run up this big country road, up a mountain road. I mean, I used to run by college. I used to cycle. I did so many things. I did anything just to clear my head. And
yeah.
What I can see now when I'm looking back is that, like, and I still do a lot of movement. Now I do a lot more hot yoga and things like that. And what it does, it gives me, like, it gave me, like, a channel for that energy. Because
uh-huh.
It was, like, it was so, like, if I wasn't to label as anger, even though at the time it was anger to me and I didn't know what to do with it and I was judging it and I was judging
right.
me. There's something mm-hmm. wrong with me. Why am I always angry? Why am I always angry? Why am I always, by the way, why is not a question. Why is a judgment?
Yeah.
Why
exactly. It just takes you right back into that same energy. Yeah.
So these were like going through me all the time. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Always trying to fix me. And thank God for finding Access Consciousness and the tools, you know, because Access
yeah.
really looks at, like, what's right about you that you're not getting. There is
instead
no
of what's wrong with
and,
you. Exactly.
Yeah, anger is a potency, and sometimes you're aware of a lie, and other times it's a potency.
Yeah.
So I
and other times
energy.
It's just this
yeah.
energy that you have in, you know, in you, in your being, in your, you know,
yeah.
that causes you to react.
Yeah.
Okay. So if
yeah.
you're reacting, and what it's used to is mostly to control you, right? And sometimes, I mean, have you seen sometimes when you're trying to get someone to listen to you and they don't listen, and all of a sudden
mm-hmm.
you get angry and everything stops,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden they're listening to you. So it's a way of controlling the energy in a situation. Right, so it's something that gets triggered, and you react, and then it's very difficult to create something different, right? Because you all of a sudden feel stuck, and you're angry,
so,
and you're not supposed to be, and everything else.
Well, therein kind of where you're kind of talking about the difference between anger and potency, so, and because they're so similar, so
right.
If you want to change a situation and get something to work for you, if you want to get someone to listen to you, or if you want to get, like, demand someone's attention or whatever it is you're looking to change, and that's what I was going to get at next, was like where you can use your potency. So anger
yeah.
you can use against you, or you can use for you. So if you use your anger against you, you will, like you said, resist and react to people, you know,
yeah.
like scream at them to get their attention, whereas that won't really get anything to change. That will just create more upset
right.
in your body.
Right.
When you
and
use
if you,
the anger, yeah,
it
will create a lot of resistance reaction, whereas if you use potency,
yeah,
you can change it with a lot more ease.
And remember, you have to ask, is this potency? And really, how you can really tell the difference is that if it's in potency, it usually, you know, usually requires intensity from you, not an anger outburst, okay? The difference
yeah.
is that in intensity, you can go, like, you can go, this is it, stop this, and then you're done with it. There's no judgment attached to it. When you're stuck in the destructor implant, it just keeps going around and around in circles, and then you go home, and then you remember what Rihanna did to you when she didn't come on time, and then tomorrow morning when you wake up, you got this little voice in your head that says, that Rihanna, she, I can't believe she did that thing to, and then it's just a continuous thing where it's taking up a lot of your space, and you're not in the space where you're asking, you know, what choice, what possibility, what contribution, you know, can I be? And, you know, and you're not in the space to create more of what you desire. So that's why they call them distractor implants, because it distracts you from being you. Yeah, yeah.
How much time comes up when we talk about this topic?
What?
I said how much potency comes up when we talk about this topic? Anger.
I'm telling you. But it's potency. There's not, you know, and the thing is, when it's potency, there's not really a charge with it.
So
you know, when it's intensity,
like,
there's not a charge. It's kind of like
when you go
to a workshop that some of the facilitators will use intensity to get through an energy that you're trying to shift, right? So let's say, you know, I'm having a workshop and you come and you say, okay, I really want to move a lot of stuff, right? And here I am using my intensity with the stuff that's coming up for you. But if you get stuck in the distractor implant, you think I'm being nasty to you. I'm being angry when I'm just, you know, using the potency to break through that energy. So the more that you clear the distractor implant of anger, the easier it is to have clarity and to move forward with everything that you're willing to let go of. And this is the reason why anger management doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, because what, you know, most of them, what they teach you is how to run, how to exercise, how to get around and stuff the anger, you know, and let it out in other ways. And what happens when it gets to a point that you've stuffed it enough, that you explode, it's actually not very kind for your body. Feels like a release, and all of a sudden you feel better, but it's not a very much of a kindness to your body.
Yeah. It just creates more anguish, like more drama in your body.
So
it's funny. I was actually going to go for anger management before I found access. what I kind of wanted to touch on was like what you touched on as well was like, so if you're in, because I'm just aware of people listening to this show, you know, this all is very new to them about distractor implants and lies and anger and. So, you know, if you have any questions and you're listening to this show in the future, like, feel free to call me or Anna or send her a message.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The show, like, you know, but what I was looking at was, so you're talking about, okay, to recap, like, anger, when it is a lie, it's a distractor implant. When you're stuck in a distractor implant, you'll know you are because it'll be rehashing in your head. So it's like,
right.
I'm going home tonight, and I'm like, lying in bed going, well, Rihanna said this to me today and I can't believe she said that and I should have said this back to her, and I'm like rehashing the whole, and
exactly.
I wake up in the morning. So that's a distractor implant which you can just pod pop yourself and clear and you just pod pop until it's gone.
And you will be able to tell the difference once you get through it enough. It won't be happening to you as often. It's magic.
Yeah. It's magic.
It's magic.
I actually don't get that much, that energy anymore, like where I get stuck in the distractor fence. However, I do get a lot of intensity, which you were talking about. Feels like anger, seems like anger, but it's actually really just it's just a lot of energy built up in your body. There's a lot of, you know, you could wake up like that or you could, you know, just. Wrong.
Right.
And what I do with that, I'm pretty much a good bit into, you know, doing this work now. I know that it's potency. I use that to create my life.
Yes. That's a big point to make. You know, that you can use that intensity to create your life, you know.
And if you don't use potency to create your life, you will end up using it against yourself to destroy your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So as you get through this and you start to recognize when you're in the midst of, you know, this intensity, then you can ask the question of what can I add to my life right now? You know, what can I create right now?
Yeah. What are you asking for? Is it asking to go for a run? Is it asking to create a dance? Is it asking to create a workshop? Is it asking to create a new business? Is there a book looking to be written?
Yeah,
because it's
all
like
of
really
that.
So much potency, and like you said, like a lot of times growing up, you know, we think it's anger, we squash it down, we're not allowed to express it. You know, we're not really like encouraged to be as creative and as potent. Like everyone else, so we have all this potency, kind of like almost like. Tucked away inside, and it's like seep out, you know, and it wants to put, like, you know.
Yes. Yes. You're coming in and out a little bit. Yeah, but that's exactly right. And how could, not only, how can you use that for you? How could I use this for me? So when you start having the awareness of what it is, right? Not only is it better for your body because you're not, you know, making a judgment that this is when it, what it is when it isn't, right? But it's energy that is available to you to create. So it's totally opposite of what the distractor implants do, which when you're stuck in the middle of it, you feel stuck. You know, you feel like all you can do is react. You know, and then, you know, if you stuff enough anger, all of a sudden someone will come and say, boo, and you explode, right, into rage and fury. And so it's not a kind thing to do with your body. So it's a beautiful thing to start working on, you know, to being able to tell the difference between what it is that's showing up for you. And the other thing, you know, that we hadn't talked, and I hadn't even thought about it, and I think it's because I do it so often, is getting your bars run.
Yes.
The more that you can, you know, and anyone that's listening, if you look up in www.accessconsciousness.com, they are bars practitioners in over, what is it now, 173 countries. And you can find one and get your bars run. And it is an amazing thing. No matter where you're at, it just bars, causes, like,
If it's probably one of the kindest, like, most, you know, kindest, most gentlest, caring thing you can do for yourself, the nurturing thing you do for your body.
It helps you if you feel angry, if you feel cranky. It actually pretty much helps with everything, because what it does is it starts to dissipate your points of view, you know. So, you know, any time that you have a point of view and someone goes against it, sometimes it can make you angry, or it can bring up a lot of other stuff. So the bars work on, you know, there's so many things to, but it definitely will, if there's anyone out there that is having an issue with anger and they can start, you know, clearing the distractor implant. And if you find someone where you can get your bars run, the change will seem like you were climbing a mountain and all of a sudden it became a hill, and then there was no hill at all.
Because like anger is like a resistance and reaction. So when you're in anger, you're resisting and reacting to something. So when you go to get your bars run, you literally lie on a massage table and somebody touches these points on your head. And all these points are connected to all your thoughts, ideas, and emotions. And they're all your thoughts, ideas, and emotions that have you resisting and reacting to people, places, and to life.
Yes.
So when you get your bars run, you're literally, your body is dissipating that energy and you're slowing down the brain waves so that the behavior patterns can change, so that you no longer have those reactions to people, to family, to all these things. So you could find that something you used to always resist and react to, after a couple of times of getting your bars run, that may just have disappeared from your world.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, it's wonderful. Just you talking about it makes me feel happier.
It's funny, I was thinking before we came on the show, I was like, Rihanna, we got to let people know, you know, that we teach these classes.
Yeah.
You know, like you're down in Fort Lauderdale, I'm here in Delray Beach. Like, we teach bars classes every month, you know. Like, and like you said,
and also
somewhere,
body process classes and all kinds of things.
I have a class coming up next month. We have facilitators coming here all the time, 3-day body classes. Body of work where you actually get on a table and you get to receive and your body gets to like let go of all that crap. You don't have to figure anything out. You don't have to fix anything. And you literally get on the table and you get off and you're like different. You're like a different person.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, Gary talks about you know, in the video and everything else. Because when you run someone's bars, when someone comes to you for a treatment, you are, you know, stimulating these points without any point of view. So it's actually probably the first time ever that you can just let down your barriers and totally receive. Because no one's asking you for anything, you know. They're just standing there with you, right? And allow and being the space where you can let go of whatever it is that you would like to let go of. So, yes, always. I always say, have you had your bars run? And if not, get them run. So, yes, that is, you know, that is one of the things that helps with so much. And what a different, you know, sometimes when I've been or cranky or in a bad mood, because, you know, we all have those days, and I say, I need to get my bars run. I go get my bars run, and it's like I'm a different person. You know, I'm no longer looking for why. It just changed. Whatever it was, you know, I didn't judge it. First of all, judgment is the big stopper. I didn't judge it. I just went and received something that I know that would change it, right? Because I'm willing to let go of it. I'm willing to be happy, you know. What if happiness really is a choice? And all of a sudden, it is a choice. And then you come out and you're happy and you're like a different person.
That's the thing, like, I find, you know, I know I need my bars run when I'm irritable and when I start picking fights with Mike. Pick fights with him and just, like, kind of, like, want to nag at him and stuff. Like, just be mad at him for no real reason. Even if I do have a reason, you know, I know it's time to get my bars run, because, you know, a reason is like me creating something in my head again, you know?
Right.
So it's like,
And it's so funny, because when you have some kind of charge on something and you lie down and you get your bars run and you allow it, you know, to dissipate, right? Then it's almost like you can get clarity around that. And sometimes it's not something that you even have to address, because it goes away. Because, you know, it's no longer an issue.
It goes away. It's just not there. So, like, so if, you know, the last couple of days this week has been really intense. There's been lots of things going on in other people's worlds, not even mine. But I'm obviously very aware of it, you know, and aware of anger, especially other people's resistance and reaction to things, and, you know, and cause issues of access. I know it's not mine, however, I'm still aware of it. And I find myself really wanting to fight someone or something. Today I, you know, taught a bars class and I got my bars run, and it was like that energy's gone now. I don't want to fight anymore. It's like suddenly amazing. You don't have to go in and talk about it. You don't have to analyze it.
You just let it go.
You just let it go. It leaves your body, you know?
If I could get everybody, and I did for a while, I was in such awe when I first started doing bars and getting my bars run that I really wanted everybody to get it done, you know, and I realized it's all a choice. You have to really, you know, you have to really want to not have to be in your head and not have to figure out stuff, because really our first language is energy, you know, and when you, the more that you dissipate all of this stuff, whether it's lying, distractor, implant, whatever, intensity, the more that you can follow the energy. Right. And no matter what comes up in your life, you can navigate through it and get on the other side and create something different. So, but, you know, but it's interesting. But I still get so happy, like a little child, when someone says, I want to try it, you know, and either, you know, I give them a taster or something. It's so much, you get so much out of it, because it's It's totally giving. You know, you're really not asking energetically for anything else, you know, in return. So you're both letting go of stuff. It's the first body process in Access, and there's over, I don't know, right now, probably 80 body processes. It's the very first one, and it's a total gift for anyone who wishes to get their bars run, you know, or even learn how to do it. Because, you know, you can learn it in a day. There are lots of people that are learning all over the world. And, you know, if we all had, you know, less stuff, what could we create that's different than what we're actually perceiving that is going on the planet? So, yes, bars. Clear everything and start to become aware of what it is, and you can navigate through stuff, and then you can let go of the judgments that you have. And whether it is anger, potency, intensity, you know, people lie, some people,
getting your bars run gives you so much more of you, that you have clarity, you know what's true. Because you have more of you, you know what's real
what's
and what's
true
not.
For you.
You know what's true for you. You know, you start to have a knowing, you know, a deep real intuition and knowing, like, oh, that's anger, that's potency, that's for me, that's not for me, okay, that's lying to me. And it becomes more just something like an internal thing rather than, you know, you don't go out and start telling people everything you're aware of, but you...
But you become aware of it. It's like, you know, we had a show on Light and Heavy, Who Does It Belong To? You know, we've gone through a lot of these tools that are all fabulous. And, you know, the more you get your bars run, the more that you can perceive how these tools are working for you, and the easier it is for you to use them. That's, you know, that's what I've noticed with me. You know, and I'm lucky. I when I was living in Miami, there really weren't a lot of people to trade with, and there's more people now, so I'm getting my bars run much more often, and I'm totally loving it.
Yay!
More of that, please.
Well, you also have someone to trade with living right next to you.
That's right. How did I? What a great creation that was.
Creators there.
Yeah,
definitely. And I think are we 1 minute left?
Yes, we have like 90 seconds. Anything else you want to say about potency and anger?
90 seconds.
And
anybody like has any questions? You know, like we're on Facebook. You know, we're here also locally. If you ever want to come and try a session or, you know, take a class. We have some classes coming up. You have Claudia coming here for a body
foundation
class.
Foundation and body class. You got Lisa coming for Roar.
Creating
body
business
class.
And a body class. You teach bars. I teach bars. We both teach body processes. I have a facelift class coming up. So, like, there's loads happening, you know. Like, check us out.
And we actually, something that I like to tell them is that we do have a page, Conscious Sisters, on Facebook. And, you know, if you're listening to any one of these shows and you have a question, you could always post it on there. And either probably both Amy and I can respond or anything else. That is fabulous.
That would be great. And we'll have some more shows coming up. We'll have some guests on our show soon as well. We're going to get Lisa on soon in the next week or two. And we'll be making some other changes and stuff. So
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.